mes amis. My name is Andre. I'm a fur trader up in the wild north woods of Canada. I'd like to tell you a story about my dog, Nikki, the best husky ever born. It's a strange tale of how two natural enemies, a dog and a bear, became fast friends, and of how the dog, Nikki, saved my life. But I'm getting ahead of my story. Now, when I first set eyes on Nikki, he was just a little ball of fur, a Malamute, 1/8 wolf and the rest Mackenzie Husky. He was only 3 months old, but I knew I had to have him as a companion on my long canoe trips. So I bought him, and we set off, Nikki setting up in the bow of the canoe as lookout and me paddling. Nikki was curious about everything. Why, one time we saw a mother duck give her ducklings their first lesson in swimming. At every stopping place, Nikki found some new adventure. One of my regular camping spots was called Little Thunder. As usual, just as soon as we set foot on shore, Nikki went off exploring. Not far downstream was the hibernating den of an old she-bear, Nuzak. Now, her cub, Neewa, born in hibernation, was exploring the world outside for the first time, and he was just as curious as Nikki. Somehow, in the big out-of-doors, Neewa managed to get lost. Now, whenever a bear cub gets in trouble, it's a standard rule to climb a tree, and that's just what Neewa did. Suddenly, the cub thought he had seen his mother, but instead it was Makus, old, mean, and mad with the instinct of the adult male bear to kill all cubs. The old she-bear, Nuzak, came roaring from her den, bound to protect her cub. The battle was fierce and quick. Nuzak gave her life to save her cub. Nikki had heard the commotion in the forest and had come excitedly barking to me. I followed him and soon found the ugly situation. We drove off old Makus from the base of the tree, and after some trouble, I rescued Neewa from his treetop perch. He wasn't too anxious to be rescued. But with his mother dead and old Makus on the prowl, we were doing him a big favor. At first, Nikki didn't take too well to Neewa, and the bear cub didn't go for Nikki at all. For safekeeping and the protection of both of them, I leashed them together and the three of us set off in my canoe. It wasn't very long until we hit a stretch of rapids, real whitewater. And Nikki and Neewa picked this bad time to have a battle royal in the canoe. I frantically tried to avoid the jagged rocks and keep the canoe upright in the swirling water, and at the same time separate my two brawling companions. But suddenly we capsized, and were all three dumped into the roaring river. I grabbed the overturned canoe and pushed for shore, but as I did so, I could see two furry heads being swept downstream, now bobbing into view, now disappearing beneath the rough water. As soon as I could shove the canoe onto the bank, I raced downstream by foot, calling, "Nikki! Nikki!" But though I went a long way, calling and calling, I heard no answering bark, nor saw a sign of either of my two companions. Sadly, I gave them up for drowned in the swift rapids, and returned to where I had beached my canoe. I had underestimated the stubborn will to live and the strength of these two young animals. They battled and swam and sank and rose again to the surface, gulping air, then floated exhausted, then battled to swim all over again, until in slack water a mile or so downstream, they made it to the bank and lay panting and exhausted, but still very much alive. But their troubles were only beginning. Though young, they were natural enemies with very different ways of life. And they were still leashed together. Neewa's first thought upon catching his breath was to go looking for his mother, whom he still could not believe was dead. Nikki, on the other hand, wanted to find me. They were sure that these two goals were in opposite directions and so set off, only to find themselves engaged in a tug of war because of their leash. They tugged and they fought and they ran this way and that, first one dragging the other, and then the other way around. When they were brought face to face by the leash tangling around a tree, they engaged in a real fight, which continued until they both lay exhausted. They had nothing in common. When Neewa wanted to sleep, Nikki wanted to run and chase rabbits. When Neewa wanted to eat berries and grubs, Nikki wanted to sleep. Now, since it was impossible for Nikki to catch rabbits while towing a young bear, he finally realized that if he were to eat at all, he'd have to learn to eat like a bear. And so he did for a time. But when Neewa found a bee tree and began eating his fill of honey, while all Nikki got was bee stings, it was too much. He fought and yanked and stretched and pulled and suddenly was free of the leash. Nikki hightailed it away from the bees and from Neewa too, forever he hoped. He ran and he ran and suddenly he caught the man scent. Barking joyously, he followed his nose and soon after dark he came to a campsite. He could see that it was not me, but his experience had only been with kindly people, and so he approached the camp. But this man cursed him with a harsh voice, and picking up a rifle, sent a bullet winging toward the dog. Nikki turned and ran back into the wilderness. He was dejected and lonesome. Rejected by man, he belonged to the wilderness now. But it was lonely and dark, and Nikki was miserable. Very much in need of a friend. He wandered all night, hungry and forlorn, and when, just after daybreak, he saw a black bear cub coming toward him, he rushed up to Neewa and greeted him as a friend. Neewa was glad to see Nikki, too, for he'd been just as lonesome as the dog. So the strange friendship was formed that lasted many a moon. Nikki had learned to be a dog again. A diet of roots and grubs was fine for Neewa, but nature had decreed that a growing dog must have meat, and for this she had given him the hunting instinct. Nikki became a good hunter, but one time he took on a wolverine, one of the forest's fiercest fighters, and suffered a bad nip on the foreleg. Nikki was laid up for a day or two, and Neewa claimed the leftovers from a lynx's kill and brought them to Nikki. With the coming of late summer, Nikki reached the fullness of his strength. A Malamute is the king of dogs, but the wilderness life had shaped Nikki into a dog such as the North had never seen before. He weighed 125 pounds, a giant of his breed. Neewa was less than half grown, but already brute strong. And yet these two born enemies, even in the roughest play, would never hurt each other. One day, as the two were roughhousing together, tumbling and rolling, they bumped right into old Makus, and time had not improved his temper. He rushed at Neewa, growling fiercely, and the cub raced for a tree and clambered up into the higher branches. Luckily, Makus wasn't much of a tree climber, but it looked to Nikki as if he were going to stand guard at the base of the tree all day, and maybe all night, too. He had to lure Makus away somehow. Finally, he had an idea. He knew he could outrun the old bear, so he rushed at Makus, barking furiously and nipping at him. It worked. Makus lumbered after him, and Nikki soon lost the old bear, while Neewa was given a chance to get down and away to safety. So, turn about. The two wilderness friends helped each other. Now, until now, Nikki and Neewa had hardly noticed the change of seasons. But winter came as a wonderful surprise. The sharp bite in the air, the crisp, cold snow quickened their blood and put a new zest in their rough-and-tumble games. But as the days grew shorter and colder, Neewa began to feel a deep inner need, common to all bears. It was time to hibernate. And so it was not by accident that one day the dog and the cub found their way back to a familiar place, the hibernating den where Neewa had been born. Neewa's instinct told him just what he must do. He must go in and settle down to a long winter slumber. Nicky couldn't understand this at all. Why, they should be out hunting. This was no time to sleep. He tried to rouse Neewa, nipping at him and barking. But Neewa just yawned and made it plain he didn't want to play. In a moment, he was fast asleep.